How do you guys feel about this theory out there that we are living in a simulation? Are we? Like Neo, living in a matrix-like computer simulation of reality created by more advanced, possibly post-human beings? What do you guys think? Could this be true? Let's take a look at it today and see if it backs up any beliefs out there or if it gives you some new reasons to believe that we are living in a simulation. Before we get started today, I just want to give you a quick reminder that we have two channels, A Stranger World Than Fiction, and we also have They Call Me The Ghost, A Stranger World Than Fiction, where we talk about all things strange. Secondly, we have They Call Me The Ghost, and that is where I, the ghost, share a lot of my on-the-job experiences. And don't forget to check out our podcast. So if you are into all things strange, outrageous, crazy, and mysterious, and you like them in story format, that's what we do here, and you're in the right place. Okay, let's go into this idea. We have 15 irrefutable reasons today why we might be living in a simulation. Almost certainly, at least according to the following evidence, ranging from the plausible to the semi-plausible to the maybe not so plausible, under discussion at the endlessly delightful, are we living in a simulation and glitch in the matrix? You might have seen that on subreddits. Let's start with the Mandela effect. What does it have to do with anything? Some people claim to remember TV coverage of Nelson Mandela's death in the 80s, even though he actually died in 2013. The Mandela effect is therefore supposedly proof that whoever is in charge of our simulation is changing the past. Additional examples of this phenomenon include some remembering the name of the Berenstain Bears children book series being spelled out as Berenstain, and others recalling the non-existent movie from the 90s called Shazam, starring the comedian Sinbad as a genie. How about missing aliens? We have spent billions sending probes through outer space and should probably have found evidence of extraterrestrials by now, wouldn't you think? Well, not so fast. Aliens would likely be far more technologically advanced than we are, the thinking goes. That's what they always say. So the fact that we haven't located them suggests that we live in a simulation and they've figured out how to escape from it. Or maybe the computer that we're in only has enough RAM to simulate one planetary civilization at a time. If you're a fan of the idea that we live in a simulation, how can we back this up? No pun intended. Well, another reason that we could be living in a simulation is that electrons just can't seem to make up their minds. In physics' famous double slit experiment, electrons are fired at a photosensitive screen through slits in a copper plate, usually producing an interference pattern that indicates wave-like behavior. But when the same experiment is conducted under observation, electrons behave like particles, not waves. So there's no interference pattern. I know not all of you are scientists, but some have taken this to mean our simulation is conserving its resources and rendering certain things only when it knows we are looking at them. Could this be real? How about DNA that contains a computer virus? There are a lot of talks out there that our DNA has been messed with, that our DNA has been blended with other species. And not that I'm saying this cannot happen, but let's take a look at this. In 2017, a multidisciplinary group of researchers at the University of Washington did prove that they could embed malicious computer code into physical strands of DNA. This makes this possible. Their aim was to show that computers working on gene sequencing were vulnerable to attack. Makes you wonder what isn't vulnerable, doesn't it? But these guys may have also inadvertently revealed that what we perceive to be biological reality was in fact computer code all along. Does this make sense? And then we have the famous, especially famous now, climate change. Our civilization is, or is it just coincidence, set on the cusp of environmental chaos, suggesting we could be an ancestor simulation created in hopes that we would show our creators how to solve an energy crisis. This theory overlaps slightly with the aliens as simulation quitters theory that we just talked about. If we found an innovative solution to climate crisis, extraterrestrial beings might return to crib the results. Isn't that how it goes? What about all those video games that look like real life? What do they have to do with anything? Well, Elon Musk is a believer in Nick Bostrom's simulation hypothesis, which posits that if humanity can survive long enough to create technology capable of running convincing simulations of reality, it will create many such simulations and therefore will be lots of simulated realities and only one base reality. So statistically, it's probably more likely that we live in a simulation right now. Further proof that we live in the Matrix, according to Musk, is how cool the video games are these days. Back in 2016, he explained, 40 years ago, hey, we had Pong, two rectangles and a dot. Now, 40 years later, we have photorealistic 3D with millions playing at the same time. If you assume any rate of improvement at all, then the games will become indistinguishable from reality. Even if that rate of advancement drops by 1,000 from what it is now, it's a given that we're clearly on a trajectory, that we're going to have games that are indistinguishable from reality. It would seem to follow that the odds that we are in base reality is 1 in billions. Now, something I want to just throw out there is Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse. Isn't that sort of where that's headed? If you don't know about it, check it out, look it up, and let us know what you think about this. With Facebook changing and us heading in that direction, it's something that maybe we should discuss here. What do we think about it? Now, on a different note, there's something else out there that supposedly points that we are living in a simulation, and that's all the weird news we're getting. There are some that have proposed that recent unlikelihoods, and in our recent reality, this would include the fact that Donald Trump got elected in the United States, Brexit, and even the 2017 Oscars envelope mix-up, and even that year's 25-point Super Bowl comeback. This all could mean that we are in a malfunctioning simulation, or whoever's pushing the buttons is just messing with us. It kind of makes sense when everything is so out there. It gives us a point of logic, a place we can go to. So is the simulation theory just something that we want to accept to explain everything that's going on in the world right now? Instead of really looking into things, do we just want that quick reason? But once you have it, do you think it's a good one? How about quirks with computer code? Most likely, most of you are on computers these days. Seemingly not crazy theoretical physicist James Gates claims he has identified what appears to be actual computer code embedded in equations of string theory that describe the fundamental particles of our universe. He says he found error-correcting codes. They're what make browsers work on the web. So why were they in the equation I was studying about quarks and electrons and supersymmetry? Guess he needs to get his peers on that one, but a good question nonetheless. How about, why does our universe have rules in the first place? MIT cosmologist Max Tegmark has pointed to our universe's strict laws of physics as possible evidence that we are living in a video game. He says, if I were a character in a computer game, I would also discover eventually that the rules seemed completely rigid and mathematical. In this theory, the speed of light, the fastest rate at which any particle can travel, represents the speed limit for transmitting information within the network of our simulation. So the question is, does the universe, does the everything have limits? Or is it really endless to all possibilities? And if it is endless, why do we have limits? Good question. How about it's not actually possible to prove that we are not living in a simulation? Anybody think about that? It may be easier to prove that we are living in a simulation than to try to prove that we're not. Well, there's a nuclear physicist out there that says it would appear as pixel-like chunks. That's our energized particles. If we are within a simulation, and unending beams if we're in base reality. That's how it should be. Well, meanwhile, there's a philosopher at NYU who says he doubts it's possible to be able to prove that we do not live in the Matrix. He says you're not going to get proof that we're not in a simulation because any evidence that we get could be simulated. There's a mind bender for you. How about the Goldilocks zone? Have any of you heard of this? So Earth exists within what astrobiologists call a Goldilocks zone. It's close enough to a star that greenhouse gases can actually trap heat to keep liquid water, but far enough away that the planet doesn't become a Venusian hothouse, right? That we live in such an orbital sweet spot is circumstantial evidence for a simulation. If our sim designers wanted us to succeed, it makes sense that they would place us in such a cushy environment. And let me leave you with this, and we have talked about this before. It makes more sense that we live in a simulation than ghosts. Paranormal events are not hauntings, they say, or alien encounters, but in fact, they are glitches in our matrix. This theory is one of the most explored on Reddit forums, for instance, like Are We Living in a Matrix or Glitch in the Matrix, where users are exploring big ideas and philosophy funneled into the details of the odd or even the occult. A storefront exists in a town one day, and then it doesn't. Explanations include a slip between parallel timelines or a pop-up. A car passenger sees the word render in the sky as if entering a new part of a video game. While elevators, they're a frequent setting for glitch stories. The jump between floors seems to encourage a slip within dimensions. So I guess my question to you guys is, this conversation is out there. Obviously, it's on Reddit. We should be talking about it here. And are we living in a matrix? Okay. My question to you guys, though, is let's say you have a choice. You want to live in a matrix or you just want to live in reality. This is like the movie, but it is a real question. What do you prefer? If you're willing to accept the fact that living in a simulation does answer a lot of questions we can't figure out, or there is a lot of evidence that can push us towards the idea that we do live in a matrix and we can't actually disprove that, are you willing to go there? Or is it too much for you? Are you getting sucked into something that isn't true, but you kind of like thinking about it? Sort of like flat earth? Let me know your thoughts. I am curious to know what you think. And thank you for listening today. And until next time, I will talk to you all soon.